in order to give you an overview of the kind of access which can be given to criminal case files. Generally speaking, such files are open to the public. This means to say that anyone with a legitimate interest can consult the case file, and they can be given an extract or a certificate of the procedural acts which are of greatest interest to them. The case of journalists was just an example in order to illustrate to what extent our case files are open and can be consulted, namely in this case by journalists, because they wish to convey that information to the public, that is their interest in it. The concept of legitimate interest is not circumscribed. This means to say that it can include family members and others who are in cohabitation, close friends. So the concept of legitimate interest is gauged on a case-by-case basis in order to ensure that those who have a legitimate interest but do not necessarily have a kindred relationship with the accused may have access to information and be able to avail themselves of all the mechanisms available to them in our domestic legal order. Now, when it comes to prison and places of detention records, I believe that we have answered your question on access to them, but we're happy to add further comments if necessary. Thank you.
Obrigado, Filipa. Quanto à questão número 5.
Thank you, Filipa. I'll move on to question 5 concerning the training of members of the judiciary and police and security forces. When it comes to the judiciary, Antonio will answer.